I don't know. But coming to the end of the pawn shops, I remember this now. Now going on, you wouldn't see much wedding rings in the pawn shops. But kind of coming towards the end that they were going out, hundreds and hundreds of rings and engagement rings, eternity rings. You never see chains, no or anything, it was all rings. But, when's that? I don't know, from all the time I spent down there now, I never see anybody, any old person or young person taking a wedding ring off their finger and handing it over. Because it was a place to take fishing rods, to take the hooks.
She wouldn't need to be.
But the funny thing, at the end, it was a fault in the wedding rings, you know. It was like, they were just closing down, there was a newer generation coming along. So they actually used to take that.
They had to roast them,
you know.
You see, that's the routine.
Yeah.
I suppose if they continue, they were going to, if they didn't want to be stuck with all the other stuff, they prefer to be just stuck with, you know, rings and things they could sell on easier.
Would you have used pawn shops when you married over this from though?
They were still there.
And would you have used them?
Would I have used them? No, sure, no. I wouldn't have no need that time to use them because the both of us were working, you know. But don't get me wrong, I was weak for them and I used to love being down there. And I'd go around the road and my old mother and I'd be under all the bags of stuff to pawn.
And would the old people still have been using them then?
They would have.